Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Bob Oakley. I'm your host here on the radio show of the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection radio talk radio show, and we have a little delay here getting started today, but we're underway now. And thank you all for being patient. I see we have two guests, and looks like one of them has dropped off. Other Larry's back. Okay, we have two guests now on the show. My friend Derek from Tennessee, and my friend Country Boy from Atlanta, Georgia. Looks like we're having a little bit of interference here. And that's why I had a delay getting on, because there was some interference. So anyway, we're going to try to make it through the show today, and just hang in there with us. If you're listening on the Internet, welcome. And if you're listening wherever, welcome also. We don't exclude anybody from this program. It's all on a voluntary basis that people come on. And we're welcome to have you. The show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from noon until 12. From noon until 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we have a show on Saturday mornings from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So you're welcome to come on any of those shows. The telephone number to get into the show is 714-816-4686. And I want to repeat that, 714-816-4686. And you can come on, you can listen, or you can just ask questions if you'd like to. And so we're gonna start the show now. I'm going to ask a couple of my guests. I don't know if you all heard that, but there was some interference there again, and I shut it off. welcome to all of you. I see we have another guest joined us. And so I'm going to ask my friend Country Boy to say hello. Hey, Country, how you doing?
Oh, I'm better than good and better than most, you know that. And I was just starting to think while you were starting to talk, blessings delayed doesn't mean blessings denied. You know, they might be able to slow it down, but they can't stop us. We're on the move now. Like you said, they said we always tell people practice doesn't mean perfect. Practice means you only get better and better. We've been warming up doing this show for well over 10, 12, 14 years now. So we experience a little technical difficulties, which is things beyond our control, we don't really go into worry mode. We just know there's all things work together for the good. For whatever show we get turned off and get shut off a little short, there's probably the host needed something to do and really needed to be there for somebody else, and God said, I'm going to free you up today. I got you. We're broadcast to 73 different countries, and we know that people that when we was doing it every day at noon, we used to have people to come on, and we would tell them something crazy like we serve up hope for lunch. It tastes great, and it's very filling. You know, so a lot of times, like people like me that was a corporate America reject, I wasn't eating lunch. So I'm stuck. Y'all stuck with me. Just put it like that. Because I serve up lunch. I don't eat lunch. I serve lunch. Why? Because I came here to serve. That's what I do. I was just talking to a girlfriend a few minutes ago. I said, country boy does what most people could if they only would. That's what we're working on right now. We're starting a revolution. Yeah, a revolution. I've been reading and studying, and I found out that love is the greatest gift of all. I find money answers all things. And God says, I'm going to take the wealth of the unrighteous and place it in the hands of the righteous. He's chosen. Chosen. Y'all hear that word? Chosen ones. Many people are called, and few are chosen. I know my mom had to slow me down one time and told me, country boy, you can't save the whole world. You don't even have to. Why? I said, what's up, Mom? He's got the whole world in his hand. Oh, yeah, I used to think that when I was a kid. You know that one too, old man? You know what my favorite song? People interviewed me, and I was getting ready to fill out my new update on Facebook the other night, and they said, what's your favorite song? You want to know what my favorite song is? It used to be a secret, but I'll tell you my secret favorite song if you promise to tell everybody.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know. Father, Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Boy, I was the leader on that one. They could hear me around the block. Go, country, go.
Country boy, you never cease to surprise me. You surprise me all the time with different things. Different
what
skills
happens,
you have.
But what happened, I wrote my first term paper on being bipolar.
Yeah, right.
Jesus had to fit and hang around many people. He had to change personalities when he was talking with the woman with an issue of blood.
Somebody touched me. You think you could sneak up on Jesus?
I want to tell our listener something in case they're wondering what kind of show this is. We are very serious about what we're doing with the Hope Collection. We're very serious about helping people, and we're very serious about giving them hope for lunch. But see, we have fun with it. We like to have some fun with it, and that's what Country's doing for us. He's given us a laugh here and giving us a rendition of a song and all kinds of things like that. And so just hang in there with us, and I'm sure that you will find that we are definitely very sincere and very serious about what we're doing here. And I'm just happy that God has given us this opportunity to talk with people and given us this opportunity to share with people things that that we know will help them, and we know that will give them an opportunity to share with other people. So, because that's our motto, is helping people by helping them to help other people. And so we ask you, if you're interested in finding out about the Hope Collection, we have this show broadcast, as I said, 5 days a week and on Saturday mornings, because we want to share the program with you, and we want you to share with us what you have on your mind. So it's a two-way thing here. It's not just one way. The focus that we have in this program and in this whole effort that we're doing, the focus is on you. Not on us. We are dedicated to helping you with no expectation of getting anything out of it for us. So it's all about you, and it's all about helping you and helping you to help other people. So I'm happy that you came on, Country. And I know you have a lot on your mind, and I'm gonna turn it back to you now so that you can. I see we have another guest. I think that's Kurt. Is that you on here, Kurt? It's a 507 area.
That's Mary. I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How about you? Hi, country boy.
That's Superwoman y'all hear on the other line there. That's one of our other super friends, our super moms out there just raising kids in America. Hey, Mary, sweetie, how you doing?
Phenomenal.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah.
Every day I spend days with my kids is Mother's Day.
Well, you know, that's not a day that just goes away. I don't think I ever or your kids ever heard you say, go away, I don't feel like being your mama today. So what day is Mother's Day? Every day.
That's right.
Every day.
Somebody,
that's
right. You asked me to play around. Here goes country boy's sense of humor. When I first came on, the first thing that came out my mouth was we serve up hope for lunch. We have a whole smorgasbord of information. It tastes great, and I just told you that it's very filling because we're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. So if you want to get filled up and feel like you really know stuff, get smarter. But what happens in the process of us serving up hope and providing a resource of information, matter of fact, one of our websites, if anybody's out there writing, type in www.rrcenter.com, Research Resource Center, because, again, I said we're in the information stage, and there used to be a period of time to where people were running around saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know. Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. But if you don't know in the country, they said, if you don't know, Mary, ask somebody. So we have opened up a platform of information and connections to real, live, breathing, walking, talking people that don't mind. Oakman was speaking in code just now. If y'all didn't hear him say that our major mission is to help people help others, let me translate for you guys that didn't pick up what he was putting down. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Yeah. If everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. Just wave a wand over yourself, and if you ain't too selfish, sprinkle your kids and your family while you're at it. But sometimes everybody needs somebody else to love, and everybody needs somebody, what was that song, Leaned on Me? Somebody needs somebody else to lean on every now and then. So right now, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we intend to do. We have every intention on blessing you, in any area of your life that you might need. Ask not, receive not. God's in the blessing business, and he said, I designed Country Boy, Rick, Mary, Kurt, Ron, Lynn, in my own image. And they're just trying to do the right thing. Treat other people the way you would want to be treated. It truly is a blessing to be a blessing. Shout out to artists first. We always give a shout out to Jewel Griffin. They talking about behind every good man there is a woman. Well, guess what, Mother Nature, Mary? Without a woman, there wouldn't even be no world. There has to be a start for everything. And if the truth was really told, they said God goes from glory to glory. And they said in the word that I was reading that he created the heavens and the earth. And then he said, I got to do something better than that. I got to create man. But after he created man, if he's going to glory from glory to glory, from better to better to better to better, he created woman. Yeah, we're equal in essence. We're just different in function. thank you, God, for creating the woman. I told a friend of mine the other day when I married my wife, it made it real affirmation, confirmation that he released one of his angels and I can have heaven right here on earth. Thank you, Jesus. So, you guys, we're not afraid. We're not pitching resistance. We're not trying to start you and get you in no cult. We're not trying to recruit you for no multi-level marketing businesses. If it's good, he said it was good, thought was good, and it was good, then we are of that. But if it ain't good, we ain't got nothing to do with it. And just so you know, Jewel Griffin worked for about 6 or 7 different presidents, and Lynn Cain, Top Gun, is one who's still alive, who stood under 7 or 8 or 9 different presidents. We too legit to quit. Back over you, old man.
Thank you, country. You know, it's amazing what we have to offer people. And I tell people when I first introduce them to the program is to first of all, it's a very simple processor to get registered into the Hope Collection. A very simple process. And we do that through a site called optimizemylife.com. And that particular feature is not available right now because we're updating the websites. But as soon as that becomes available again, I have a whole list now of people that I want to register, help to get registered into the Hope Collection. And it's free. There's no charge for getting registered into the Hope Collection. And all kinds of benefits. One of the biggest benefits that we offer to people is the benefit of ourselves. We are available to coach people that come into the Hope Collection. We have a number of people on our team that are certified life coaches, and so including myself. So we have the ability to coach people. And for one, I have a very large family, and I have 9 children and almost 30 grandchildren now. And I've been coaching all my life, coaching my family. So, and then when I got started in the Hope Collection, it took me a while to figure out what it was all about and how we could help people with it. But I am amazed at how we can help people through the Hope Collection. And how many tuners we have available for people through the Hope Collection. And so I am open to offering it to anybody that wants to be on it and wants to be involved in it. We're not asking you to be a worker. We're just asking you to take advantage of what we have available for you, to take advantage of the websites, to take advantage of the opportunity to help other people. And that's all we're really offering. We're offering you ourselves, and we're offering you all these opportunities. An opportunity to start a business, if that's what you want. An opportunity to expand your education, if that's what you want. An opportunity to get certified in a particular area, if that's what you want. An opportunity to help other people do all those things, an opportunity for participating in health and wellness, clean air and water, and other organizations. Some are public information that we have available, public connections like various organizations in the federal, state, and local governments. And we have programs available for first responders and veterans and various other organizations. You know, when I say first responders, that's one of the largest groups of people in the United States, is first responders, because that includes just about anybody you can think of. Someone who works in a bank, someone who works in a store, someone who's a teacher, someone who's a firefighter, someone who's a police officer, someone, just I could go on and on and on and on, name anybody that has interactions with the public as a first responder. Because if something happens, like maybe a person gets sick, that person in that store or in that building is responsible for helping them and for getting them immediate help. So that's what we mean when we're saying we're helping first responders, because that is a huge, huge segment of the population of the United States. So
well, another acronym for that, Bob, not trying to walk on you, is you're in the bow position of humility to serve. Whether you're working at McDonald's and you're the one that's in charge of giving me my hot fries, or whether you're the chiropractor that's going to readjust you if your stuff is not clicking like it should be. He just said anybody can do what we're doing, because if you're in a service humility state of mind and you understand that there's certain things in the world that are bigger than you, that it's not just about you. And Lynn Cain, if he was here, he would tell you that one's light, one's greatest gift in life is to be able to serve another human being and or love another human being unconditionally. I mean, that's huge.
Amen.
Huge.
Amen.
Huge. And it had nothing to do with what part of the country you were, whether you was baptized, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, call him under a thousand different names, or graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. It doesn't matter. We allow everybody to love their very, very best. And it would be unfair of us or anybody else in the world to ask you to love beyond the capacity that has already been placed inside of you. That's why you'll hear me say just about every day, it's kind of like broken English, but I'll say it out loud anyway. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, so you just do what you do to the fullest. And in that little story right there, doesn't matter what nobody says, the divine creator who created you before you showed up on the foundation of the world says, I have plans to prosper you. And that's where we are now. We're in the days of prosperity. And he told me to tell y'all that he was going to take the wealth of the unrighteous and place it back in the hands of the righteous, his chosen generation. Are you one of his chosen ones? Back over you, old man.
Yep, yep. That is so true, and it's sincerely the truth. And I am so happy that I have God has blessed me with some abilities to help people, and I'm so happy that we have so many people involved in the Hope Collection that have the same blessing. They not only have been blessed with the abilities, but they have the motivation to help other people and to do it for free. So I am so excited about working with people. And, you know, Dr. Joel Griffin, who was the founder of the Hope Collection years ago, and his wife, Arda, they started it because Joel's mother, her name was Hope, and Joel wanted to have a memory, something to remember her and have other people remember her. And that's why he started the Hope Collection. He did it for her. She was always helping people. She was a servant leader, and that's what Joel has been over the years. He has been a servant leader. I've known him for more than 40 years and have had different projects that we have worked together on. And so I try to do what Joel Griffin has always preached to us,
and he didn't preach it like, you've got to do this or you've got to do that. No, he would use a very subtle approach with us and say, hey, look, this is something I think would be good for you if you want to do it. Like being this host, on like I am today on the Hope Show, I was reluctant in the beginning when Joel approached me on it. He says, Bob, I think you would be good helping us on the Hope Show and being one of the hosts. Oh, I don't know, Joel. I've never done anything like that, talked on a radio show or anything like that. But guess what, folks? It's very simple. And at first, I was reluctant and skeptical. But you know what? I'm very happy to do it now. And I've been doing it for a long time. But I enjoy doing it because I'm helping other people, like Country Boy says, giving them help, giving them hope, sharing with them, serving them. That's what we do with people.
Now, watch this. Let's steer it up a little bit, because it seems like it's two against one. We always have listeners out there that don't want to talk. But I understand this sister in Christ that I have. I like saying her name, Mary. I have about 50 gazillion good stories about Mary. So we're going to throw you guys a little shift in the atmosphere here, because us two men's has been going at it like we was in heavyweight fighting territory. Mary, sweetheart, can you soften
yes,
up
sir.
To us and throw us another little blessing, kind of like a mama, like a female kind of flavor in there, and tell them about some kids and how we have to buy groceries and cook dinners and buy underwear and bleach the back of them if they don't do it just right. Give us some woman flavor up in here, please, ma'am.
Sure.
Oh, here, let me simplify it. Tell me something good.
So the
amen,
other day,
amen.
I have a very smart six-year-old who thought it was great to mess with me when he got mad at me by taking my Netflix account and turning it into this language in Malaysia. So I finally got a hold of Netflix and got it changed back to English. And he looks at me and he goes, ha, 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 got you. Now who's the smart one? This child
awesome.
Was nonverbal at the beginning of the school year. Now he's a genius.
I'm going to unmute and say, praise
wow.
the Lord. I see miracles happening every day. But if you try to explain what just happened, here's my grandmama. We'll turn it back to you again, Mary. My grandmama says, Country Boy, anytime you can explain stuff in a carnival mind, and you can find the word to put it in and then explain it to somebody that makes sense, it's man-made. But anytime you attempt to try to explain a miracle to somebody, it's never going to make sense to them unless you're talking to a spiritual person that understands, that's witnessed, that's seen, and probably you're talking to one. You know how they said it takes one to know one? When you talk to somebody about a miracle and you try to explain to them what just happened, you'll immediately start to try to explain it to them again, because you're going to think the first time that you explained it to them, it didn't make no sense. And the coasting down stop part of that, when you see a miracle, witness a miracle, and you are a miracle, if it doesn't make any sense to you, don't worry about trying to explain it to nobody else, because it's not going to make no sense to them unless you are a believer. Do you believe what just happened, ma'am?
Oh, anything that comes out of that kid's mouth and anything he does, I just accept it as God's will.
Okay.
It's just so much easier than trying to analyze and figure it out.
Okay,
it's like
in mysterious ways.
You know, it's like he does science experiments. He sees it on YouTube and he'll mix a bunch of crap together and spill it onto the floor. Instead of getting mad, I just go and hand him the broom and the dustpan and a rag, and he actually does very good trying to clean it up for himself. So it's like, I'm walking away. Here's your stuff. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Bob,
you know,
oh,
we
man.
Have...
Go back on the chart one more time. You know those eight pillars that we're talking about? A lot of people out there are still, I hate this word, but I'm going to say it very lightly, are in chaos. They're in limbo. They really don't know what they need or want to do. There's something that God has given you that everybody does, regardless on whether you went to school to do it, Mary. I've never met you before in my life, but you, if I was to look in Webster Dictionary and look up the definition of mom, has a little love heart right next to it. Congratulations, sweetie, and graduating, because I spent 40 years of my life working with autistic, schizophrenic, bipolar. They just sent me four kids that's been involved in trafficking since they were six, and they want me to tell them what's wrong with them. So when you're talking about in a humility servant mode, I will love you unconditionally and love you into your best. That's why I had to interrupt you one more time, Mary, because some people might take it simple to be able to deal with one that has special gifts, the special capabilities, that has a mindset that you, with your carnival mind, that you won't understand, because it is a spiritual mindset that you have to understand the spiritual thing, and you're going through spiritual warfare over, and sounds like you're playing with a winning hand. So back over to you, Mary. God bless you, and congratulations. Do what you do, Mom. Happy Mother's Day again.
Well, you know, I work with individuals and families like mine, and I help people that are lost. And one of the big regulations or techniques that I developed and I use every day, and my kids use it to help themselves, I call it the chaos theory, because when you first learn how to do it, it is chaos. But it's okay to have the chaos and to walk away and just let them be kids. I'm a big believer in old school. You know, let the kids make a mess. Let them play in the mud. Let them take the hose and drink from it. It's okay. We all survived it as we were kids. They don't need to be glued to electronics. Just let them have that imagination and learn how to play. Because the more you let them do that, the more they're independent and the more they're willing to do things and self-entertain. And your mom doesn't have to sit there and be a circus clown to keep them entertained. The biggest thing you need is patience.
That's great.
Really?
That's great. Thank you. Listen, I want to say something about one of our other callers that's on here right now, my friend Derek from Tennessee. Derek, how you doing today?
How are you doing, Bob?
Good. Derek, tell everybody why it is that you're involved with the Hope Collection and involved with people. What is it you want to do for
people? Have a better life.
Hold on just one minute, please. This is that open line. It broadcasts in the country and out of the country. Everybody on the call right now has their phone unmuted. And if you have the TV on, the radio on, we found out from one of our other friends, he has a hearing device. And he always used to come on the call, but it was a hearing device that made the call feedback. So do us a favor. This call is recorded so people can listen to it again later. If you're not speaking right now, please just mute on your phone. It'll clear up the line, and it'll keep all the feedback down. And if you do want to speak, the line is still open. Just unmute yourself and speak out, you guys. This is not school where you have to raise your hand to talk. You get in where you fit in. If you have something you need to say, question that you need to ask, please do so, because this is open air. But please mute your phone if you're not speaking. Back over to you, sir.
Thank you, country. The other thing, if you don't have a mute button on your phone, then you hit *6, and that will mute your phone. And then if you want to come back on, you hit *6 again, and that takes the mute off. So, I just want to make sure everybody understands that. I think most phones today do have a mute button on them, but there are some of the older ones that don't. So anyway, I just wanted Derek to reiterate that why it is that he's doing involved in the Hope Collection and why it is that he is helping people. Now, Derek, there's one other important thing that you always tell me you want to be. What is it that you want to be? Did you mute your phone?
I want to be a life coach, Bob.
That's right. That's right. Derek wants to be, that's one of his big goals. He wants to be a certified life coach. And why do you want to be a life coach, Derek?
I want to help people.
And you feel that being a life coach, you'll be better qualified to help people. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. That is something, folks, that Derek and I talk about almost every day because Derek is in training to be a life coach. And at the same time, while he's in training to be a life coach, he is helping people along the way. And he and I are working together on that. So that's how we do it. We don't say to somebody, well, you want to do a life coach, want to be a life coach, here's how you do it. And then you have to go do it. No, we work right along with you and help you along the way. My friend Kurt up in Buffalo, he is a certified life coach. He's been a certified life coach for many years. I am a certified life coach. So it's not like just one of us on the Hope Collection is involved with being a certified life coach. Anybody that wants to can be a certified life coach. And we have a program through the Hope Collection, as soon as that website comes back up, that you can do that. We have a program where you can go in and get certified. You take there's a little study program, and you go through that study program, and then you take a test, and you pass the test, and it's a nationally, internationally recognized life coach certification program. So it's excellent.
Bob,
Bob,
can I jump one more time?
I'm sorry, what?
It's Country Boy. I've been a life coach for a little over 30 years, and I'm not boasting a toot my own horn, but I put 6,087 women and children in business in the last 10 years, and I made 37 millionaires. Rick Reese's daughter got two certifications at the age of 15 through our travel university. If you wanted to go here in Atlanta to Morehouse College, say, for instance, and you was a local yokel, it'd cost you $108,000 a year. And take you 2 years to get a degree. I can send you wherever you are in the world from home and take the same medical certification. I have a 15-year-old that got medical data certification in 20 weeks, not 20 months, and it didn't cost her $108,000 a year. It cost her $169, which one of our sponsors paid. She got her degree from a little company that's known in the world as careers.com, gave her her certification papers. A little bit that following week, she got well over 1,800 different offers. One of the offers was a little company that's headquartered here in Atlanta. They call themselves the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. They're 10 years behind on getting the data in the computer for the mosquito virus. If you sprain your ankle and you're hiking with Country Boy in the Northeast Georgia Mountains and they need your medical and data records, they got people that we're getting certified. Last story, I have a lady in Canton, Georgia. She has cerebral palsy. She hasn't been able to work since she was 18. She's 38 now. She wasn't inspired until her daughter, who's 14 years of age, decided that she wanted to grow up faster and get her certification. She became a Disney World cruise specialist but never been on a cruise. And this, the Disney, once she passed the test, Disney sent for her and her 8 friends. And then during the process of doing that, she referred some people to her website, made some money, then her mama says, I got to get up and do something about this. Fast story short, her mama went online from home in Canton, Georgia, from her wheelchair and became a, what they call it, a Holy Land specialist. Now, her mom, after not working for 20 years, has a home-based business online from a wheelchair, and she doesn't walk. If God can do it for her, if God can do it for him, then God can do it for you.
Wow, that's great, country. See, I just want to say that
maybe she's old.
That's an example. That's an example of how all of us are helping people. And some of it is in, I help people not only through the Hope Collection, but in my personal life and outside of the Hope Collection, I'm working with people. And some of them are my family members and some of them are my friends. I have a friend named Larry, and he and his wife were up in their 70s, and they wanted to purchase this home, and there was the home needed a lot of work, so Larry and I worked on the home for a couple of years, and we finally got that home in the shape that they wanted it in, and so that they could move into it. And sell the other house. So this is just an example, you know. And we all have examples like that. I could do a whole show just on examples of people that we're working with. We do a lot of work with the immigrants coming in. And as you all know, that is a great opportunity right now for us to help more people. Because many of those immigrants that are coming in here, they don't have a job when they come in here. They don't have a good source of income. Some of their family members may be helping them, but they have a lot of needs. They need housing. They need to learn how to speak the language, English language, and to use it, be able to use it. So there's a lot of need out there. In fact, the need far exceeds our abilities to reach all these people, but we're doing our best. And those that we come in contact with, and we'll work with them, and we'll work with organizations like Easter Seals and New York City Relief and other organizations that are helping people also, and we're working with them as well. So we couldn't possibly do all the things that we want to do unless we had the connections with other organizations like the Golden Rule Society that Captain Len Cain has been involved with for almost 50 years now, and nominated, I think, 5 times now for the Nobel Peace Prize. So you don't get nominated for something like that unless you're doing good things to help people, because that's what it's all about. Whether it's in the medical field or whether it's in just the individual needs field or whatever, family areas. So I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about helping those of you who are listening on the internet, and you can reach us on 714-816-4686. On any day of the week, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And as I said, there's a Saturday show with that same number from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. So
give us a call. If I may, today, me and Ron was talking about you up till about 4 or 5 months ago, you could go online and type in Country Boy and never find me. I'm going to give you guys my number today. Before they call me Country Boy, my grandmama calls me the spiritual ninja. I've been in Atlanta for 42 years, and the only person that knows where I live is I married in my personal assistant. I can give you 5 of my home addresses right now. I don't care where you're in the world, and you can put it into your GPS And by the way, our mentor, Rick Reese, is the man that launched a satellite for the federal government years ago so that you would have a GPS. I'm not hard to find, but I'm talking a lot of stuff. That's what they usually say down here in the South. Boy, you talk a lot of stuff. No, we're doing a lot of stuff. Nike says, just do it. We said, already did it and still doing it. Been there, done that. We're not playing with people's lives here, you guys. So if anybody out there listening has questions for Country Boy, and everything that comes out my mouth has been documented. We're leaving a track, a trail, a paper trail. 90% of the stuff that we're doing with the federal government. They got their eyes on Country Boy. So I have to make sure that everything that I say and everything that I do is based on truth. And the truth is the truth, and it is what it is until it ain't. So if anybody wants to call me and see what we're doing, building a village of tiny homes as we speak, we're going to show you what we're doing to fix people's credit and get them where they can get money from a bank and get financing and move into a house that already has equity in it. We're doing what they say couldn't be done. We're doing what eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. Some people call them miracles. You can call it what you want to. That time has come. There's nothing harder to do than to stop an idea whose time has come. And maybe your time has come for you out there. My real name is Brad, last name Dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y. If you call me that, I'll probably hang up, a.k.a. Country Boy. Country with a capital boy, with a capital B. That phone number is 770-203-7534. Again, 770-203-7534. And I'm going to do this one, Oak Man. In the country, they say put up or shut up. So call me and see, can't we make your dream come true? Last little cliff note for you. This is the Hope Show. And for you guys out there that might just have a mustard grain seed of faith, I just want you to know that hope is a grandfather. Oh, if I may, Mary. Hope is a mother nature to a little something called faith, because if you have nothing to hope for, I hope your family is more than well. I hope you have a blessing story to tell. I hope you start your business. I hope your life changes. Hope. Unless you have hope, then there's nothing for you to even activate that faith that you have for. So if you have faith already, the mustard seed, then welcome. You just ran on head-on collision to your Siamese twin called Hope. And God says, I have plans to prosper you. He said it. We believe it. Let's go to work. Back over you, old man.
Thank you, Country. I appreciate you mentioning that and giving people your telephone number. I usually give my telephone number on the program also, and I will do that before we're ending. But I wanted to mention that for any of you that are listening, that Country Boy is a very successful businessman from Atlanta and has businesses all over the place. And he's anybody that's interested in either making some money or helping people just learning more about the program, Country is very able and capable and willing to talk to anybody that wants to talk to him. And I'm the same way. Anybody that wants, you can't help somebody that doesn't want help. But anybody that wants help, anybody that needs help, and anybody that's looking for a way to improve their life or a way to help their family situation, we've got the tools to do that. And we've got the motivation to do that. So, you know, give us a call. Country gave you his number. My number is 908-209-9202. That's my cell phone, and you can reach me on that all anytime during the day. I usually try to sleep about 8 hours at night, so I won't answer my phone at night. But
I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, Country.
Because of the mindset in the world, and I'm going to throw a cliche out there, a lot of those cliches that we've been living by are not really true, y'all. I hate to tell you that a lot of them are not. But let me give you one example. Because what Joel Griffin understood is most people can only do and learn and grow at the capacity that they've been taught, because he was a teacher. But the mindset, hear that word? The mindset of America says something crazy like this, and y'all can quote me. Seeing is believing. No, it's not. They need to stop lying. Let me throw a curveball at you if you guys are sitting down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Watch this. And the evidence, y'all know what evidence are, of things not seen. That's faith. So if you say you have to be able to have a mustard seed of faith, grandmama's rising up in me right now and says, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. I see myself moving to Houston before I ever moved to Houston. The first time I ever went to Jamaica, I had went there 1,000 times in my mind and saw myself laying on the beach smoking weed. Yeah, this is my confession. But one day I was laying on Jamaica smoking weed with Bob Marley's cousin. He's my farming partner in Atlanta right now. Being at the right place at the right time, but you had to believe it before it happened. The problem is God says I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. My plans was to prosper you, but you have to go through. You're right in the middle. Too far to bring you to leave you, and you can't do nothing but go forward, but put your dream back up in front of you. Get connected to the Hope Foundation, the Hope Collection, and God will send the people, the little angels in your life that you're going to need. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. We have no hidden agendas on doing what we do. We have every intention of loving you. One nation under God. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better at whatever it is you do. Here's a curveball. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. Yeah, because when you give some love, give some kindness, give some hope away, the love, the hope, the kindness that you give away will come back. Go away, and my children are singing in the background. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Let us love on you. Back over you, old man.
Thank you, Country. Thank you very much for all of your participation and your input for this program. You're a blessing from God, and I thank you for that, and I thank Him for that. Well, folks, we are just about out of time, so I'm going to encourage you to come on to the Hope Collection. If you're on the internet and you hear something that you think you might be interested in, just dial into the number 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686, and we'll be happy to talk with you. When you come in, we will see your telephone number displayed on our board, on our computer, and we can turn on and turn off your mic so you can talk. I usually, when someone comes in, I'll turn the mic on because I ask them who they are and if they would announce themselves.
If I don't recognize them, so
come on the show. And each day of the week, the show is a little different because we have different hosts on each day of the week. And you can learn different aspects. You can learn different aspects of the Hope Collection by coming on more than once. And I encourage people to bring a friend or refer somebody to it because that is important also. So with that, did you have anything else you wanted to add, Country?
I'm sorry, I had muted. We got like...
We're out of time.
You're not really allowed to do that, are you?
That's why I don't want you with me. You bother me. There's no real reason. That's one of the reasons.
Well, I want to thank everybody that was involved with the show today. It was a great show. Every day when I come on the show, I don't really have any agenda or any specific thing that I want to cover except to tell people that we're there to help you. And so that's what we're here. That's the purpose, giving you hope for lunch. And so I want to say God bless you all and God bless America and God bless everyone that's listening on the internet. And we thank you for your time. And give us a call and talk to us. I gave out my number, and Country Boy gave out his telephone number, and I gave you the number to get onto the Hope Show. So you all have numbers that you can call now. And I have texting. I think the other guys have texting also. You can text a message to us if you want to. So have a great day, and God bless you all. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off of the Hope Collection for today. Bye-bye.